Senate Republican leader Christine Redonio says the extra money state government is collecting in higher taxes isn't helping Illinois' bottom line.
The problem is, right now, the Democrats who passed the tax increase are continuing to spend those revenues and spend it on a path that means the increase will be permanent.
Redonio says rather than raising taxes, her party would have reduced spending by limiting Medicaid rolls and cutting state employees' future pensions. That stance frustrates Representative Elaine Nekritz, a Democrat from Northbrook.
You know, the Republicans talk at home and talk to the media about making the cuts and doing all these challenging things, but then they don't vote that way.
Republicans fought against plans to save money by shuttering state facilities and have bemoaned cuts to education. Even with the tax increase, Illinois is struggling to pay its bills. The hike is scheduled to roll back in 2015, which the governor's office estimates will result in an $818 million deficit. I'm Brian Mackey.